You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Ramadan for those that celebrate. Boy, I tell you, it has been a very adventurous day. I'm excited to jump right in with a cosmetic brand that is so wise. They are taking social media by storm. They were just featured with Peggy Tanos, Real Housewives of Orange County alum, for her birthday giveaway. And it's actually really exciting. First time ever, Wise Girl Cosmetics. Let's welcome them here. Welcome, ladies, to The Startup. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
We're good. How are you?
We're doing really good. Yes, yes. Well, happy holiday. And thank you for taking time out from the family today. Let's go full screen. We want to hear about who you are, how you got this name, and what is Wise Girl all about, even though I am wearing the cosmetic.
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Hi, well, thanks. I'm Jelena. This is my daughter, Erin, and also my daughter, Erica. She's not with us today, but of course, always with us. We started back in 2019 when both Erica and Erin were both in college. So imagine that, two young ladies in college making it work. And as a way to keep some funds in their pocket, they start talking amongst themselves and say, hey, we need to find something that we can, as lack of a better word, hustle, you know, to help keep money in our pocket. And they came up with lashes. And soon they were known as the Lash Plug around campus. And for a minute there, it got kind of hard to even keep the lashes in stock because they were selling hot and heavy. And then next thing you know, we were being asked, hey, do you have eyeliners? Do you have lip gloss? And so that's when they reached back out to me and we started having those conversations. And being the mom that I am, I was like, hey, I think we can make this work. We can make this work. I really think we can make this work. And so that's how we kicked off Wise Girl Cosmetics. And I'll let Erin tell you about how they hustle those lashes around campus.
Yeah, so like she stated, me and my sister Erica, who's not here because she's at work right now, we were both in college at the same time. And my sister is more into she was more into the makeup, the fashion, and everything than me. She's my older sister. So once I got to college with her, I noticed, like, we're going to these parties. We're going to these events. We need to look put together. We need to look really cute. Like, not only were other people looking for lashes, but we were as well. So why not be able to fund and hand out the lashes as well instead of looking for places to get them? So that's how we really came up with the idea. Talked to our mom about it, like she mentioned, and she put the wheels in motion and got everything set up for us to make those dreams come true. Once we got the lashes in place, we were working it and selling them. Anytime we had an event, if you need lashes, come to us, come talk to us, whether it's promoting it through word of mouth on campus or online, on Twitter or on Instagram, any way we could, we were promoting it and pushing out, hey, come to us, we're selling them. We got these different styles, tell us which ones you want. And we were selling them for only $5, very cheap. As you know, in college, it is a struggle with the money anyway. So that worked perfect. And that's what really took us over the top, started us off strong. And we just been building ever since then.
Yeah. And so then I said, hey, if we're going to really do this, we're going to kind of make sure that we're structured. And so I think, Monique, I had talked to you about this a little bit too. So the next thing I was, okay, so if we're going to be going online, okay, how can we protect ourselves? And so I reached out to an attorney, and then that's when we were able to trademark our name and really just trying to put things in place, just trying to make sure we had things in place, you know, getting your business license, doing all that stuff, you know, getting your business accounts and stuff like that, just to make sure that we can present ourselves as a legitimate business.
Yeah, great. Beautiful story. I love the joy here. I love the mom and daughter glow. Shout out to Erin. You know, she's got to work and everybody. Like, so listen, I really love that you're touching on a lot of things that are so relatable, right? Mm-hmm. You're a mom. You're like, I want my daughters to get educated and not worry about bills. Because I know I went back for my MBA recently. holy smokes, you know, and you're working about your degree, you don't need to be stressing about bills and lunch and gas, you know? And so finding that answer to what people were asking you for, that's a really smart entrepreneurial thing. And I don't know if that's really taught, right? I think that's something that's innate. When did you click in and hone into that? Because were there other things that you were a witness to that folks wanted, like the supply and demand in the school?
A lot of it is like you always hear word of mouth, like I need to get this or I need this for these certain events, especially like, you know, in college, especially as we went to an HBCU. So there's a lot of parties, there's a lot of gatherings, and it's like, where did you get this from? Where did you get that? So a lot of it was makeup related that drove us in, and that's kind of why we narrowed down to selling the makeup. Also, I think it really helped that my sister was really into it at the time. So she kind of guided us on like, this is what we need to do. We should use this and add this and we'll be on our way. So I think that was the main thing.
This is so great. I'm like, so I'm a crazy entrepreneur, like serial entrepreneur in my head, right? Like you can only do so much, but I'm like excited here, you know? I'm like, what if you guys were like the mom and daughter, like venture capitalist, like not that you're there yet, or I'm not saying you're not, but like, what if you like help tutor moms and daughters or sons and daughters, fathers and sons or whomever family structures, because it looks like mom, you really, you invested in the legacy piece of this. And it was like, while your daughters were being educated, it looked like you educated yourself in tandem with the business acumen. Speak on that.
Yes, most certainly. I was always on Instagram or applying for classes. And, you know, there was a lot of things that I was always doing. And someone said, sign up for this to learn how to set up a business. And so that's what I was doing. I was learning, you know, I was taking those classes, taking those courses, and I was teaching my husband all the time. I'm like, I'm just not on here scrolling. I'm on here learning. I'm on here trying. I'm on here trying to learn how to set up a legit business, because that's, like you say, just what you touched on, that's what I wanted them to have, that experience. And so that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to apply for the EIN, did all of that, set it up, structure, made sure we had bank accounts. And then it was so funny, I felt kind of advanced, because in some of the classes, the stuff they was telling us to do, I was like, oh, I already did that.
So no, good, right? It was a validation.
Yeah.
This is really important. And I probably, there was a point where like maybe once a week I was telling entrepreneurs, you got to get your trademark first. Don't worry about other baloney. It'll fall into place, but you got to start from the top, right? Do the hard part first. Put yourself in a winning position. Just go on and spend that $5,000 or $1,000, because you're going to have to pay. I always say you're going to pay on the front end or you're going to pay on the back end, cleaning it up.
Right.
Any advice for, mother, daughters? We're going to be going into Mother's Day. Any mother, daughter, mother, father, son, everybody, the Holy Spirit. Any advice?
I'm just going to say, if it's pressing on you, if it's something that you're constantly thinking about, which I'm in that state, I'm always thinking about something. I'm always calling them on the phone and saying, hey, let's have a meeting. We got to talk about this. Okay, we're going to get on FaceTime at a certain time. Let's talk about this. What are we going to do next? You know, what product are we going to do next? What are we going to phase out? What are we going to bring in? You know, we're always having those meetings. So if it's something that's pressing on you, that's near and dear to your heart, go after it. That's what I say. And, you know, I have accepted the fact that everything doesn't happen like instantly. Mm-hmm. Everything takes time. So I'm okay with the slow growth. I really am. It may seem slow to other people, but I think we are where we need to be, because we are learning so much constantly. We're constantly learning, always learning something.
This is
good. I just wanted to add on really quick, if I could.
Of course.
Another thing I would say is make sure that it's something you're very passionate about, because you'll be willing to go out your way to gain the attraction that you need. You have to also realize a lot of the time the people who are going to buy from you might not be people that you know or people that are in your family. You know, they will as much as they can, but also don't be scared to reach out to other people and get some exposure and some, like, get your name out in other ways.
I like that. You're saying let the vision pull you forward. I think I'm hearing you say, like, be passionate enough to talk to strangers. Like, go all in and don't worry about what if they say no.
Exactly.
Because you love it so much. They're going to feel that from you. I love it. Exactly. Let's have fun, ladies. Okay. It's Passover. It's Ramadan. Shout out to everybody celebrating the holidays. All right. Ladies, walk us through this wise girl. And you gave some wise advice. How do we come up with the name as we go through this?
That's actually how we came up with the name. Honestly, really? That's how we came up with the name, because we thought about, okay, hey, how did we even come up with this idea? And I was like, you know what? That's actually wise. And that's exactly how we came up with the name.
Well, there's the alarm. Oh. So, guys, I am in a fire zone. These ladies are going to take you out. Remember the slogan, all right, ladies? Where can we find you? You know, real quick, I'm going to push the limit. I have on, I did this little, I was doing something lighter today. I did a little something down here. Talk to us about how you select your sourcing. What's your favorite couple products? Talk to me about that before I have to evacuate.
Sure. We try to stay on brand. Like I said, we research what's popular now within the industry. And so what you're holding up now, that's one of our new lip glosses.
You guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It has a light in it.
Guys.
Yes.
I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but.
Yep. It has a light. The one
it's a disco in your lip gloss. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm so
and it
excited.
Has a mirror on the side.
Get out of town. You guys,
yeah,
I've never on all my lip gloss Sephora days. It's the first time I opened this one because I went to the other one. I told you guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a mirror on the side, you guys.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. The perfect combination. So that's one of the things we always try to do, something to keep up, you know, try to set ourselves apart, not do what everybody else is doing. Yeah. But we study what's going on in the industry to say, hey, what's really selling? And so that's how we, you know, we started out with our lip pencils, which were actually pencils. They're sold really, really well. But then we noticed, let's branch out and get those retractable, the mechanical ones that you have, that the eyeliner that you're using there.
I like the functionality of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The soft tip. Yep.
Well, that's one of
them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nice. Lip gloss of the second kind. Okay, and then I got spoiled and I had to get a little jar. Thank God I have my little IKEA jar. I got all the brushes, you guys, and they have Wise Girl on it.
Yes.
So you've thought of everything in your bundle, from brow. I even went lighter on the brow because I'm donning the red braids for the spring. Uh-huh. So you guys thought of the blending brush, right? Angler here. I love a good angle. You've thought of everything. Blotch. I mean, it's just great. And then I have a number three, a really beautiful. I think I might wear this. Oh, it's so good. I haven't opened it yet because I want to save it, but it's really, you guys, I'm excited. So let's tell the listeners and viewers what the price point is, where they can order, and are you coming up with anything exciting in the near future? I know we're going to be working together on some things. We're not announcing yet, but.
Correct. We're not telling too much. But yes, but like you said, those glosses that you just showed, those are our latest products that hit the website. And then the mahogany palette that you held up, it favors more of the neutral colors. So if you like a neutral color palette, because what we found is that a lot of colors are kind of hard to promote, and so we thought we would focus more so on the neutral so we thought we would focus mostly on the neutral palettes, and so that's how we came up with this palette.
It's smart. And we have to talk about my palette I need in November, right? We're going to talk about that because I don't even know what I'm going to be wearing, but we're going to. We have a lot of cool things coming. These ladies are amazing. I just want to say I really love your open heart. I love this mom-daughter business plan. And I really think you're paving the way for a lot of families to come together and have conversations around money and be empowered and do something that you love. I can see the joy. I see the passion. We want to order makeup, folks. So where do we go?
You can follow us on Instagram at wisegirlcosmetics1, or you can visit our website at wisegirlcosmetics.com.
Wonderful. Ladies, I have so much lip gloss and fabulousness. I'm going to take all this and evacuate now. And okay. I just want to say thank you for rocking with us. These gals will be back to do updates, right? Because you've got to have your summer colors and fall and winter. And I can't wait to see what you do. But congratulations on doing something really new and exciting that most people don't do. And I've seen a lot of lip gloss. I've never seen anything do this before. It is a disco UFO glam party right here with a mirror on the side, ladies. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you ladies. I think you're on to something really beautiful.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on.
Yes. You're welcome. Oh, don't worry. My lip gloss is popping. I'm okay. We're going to look good evacuating. Wise Girls Cosmetics, ladies and gentlemen, what will you start up today? Be safe. We'll see you next week. And I got to get out of here. See you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.